Okay, Pinkies. How are you? Oh, Pinkies. Look at me. I'm putting my seatbelt on just for you. Just for you, Pinkies. Okay, so we're going to do this. We'll do this. We're going to take this. Strap it into there like that. All right. How's that? Okay, Pinkies. All right, I think we're good here. Well, hello, Pinkies. Welcome to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. So, you may hear the fan noise going. Sorry about that. It's quite warm. It is not even 10 o'clock in the morning, and it is now 26.5 degrees Celsius, which is quite warm, I think. Quite warm. So we're off on a mission today, Pinkies. We're on a secret mission. I can't actually tell you where we're going. Well, actually, I can tell you where we're going. Today is garden... What are we going to call it? Garden... purchase day. Garden... Oh, trying to start in second gear on a hill. Not too bright. Today, we're going to go to my favorite cheap auto store called Princess Auto. And because that's where all the princesses shop, so that's where I'm off to. La 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 la. And we're going to buy some sprinkler attachments, maybe a hose for Mr. Anderson's garden. And I don't know, I have a list of things to do. We just went and got the lawnmower blade sharpened. $10 to sharpen a lawnmower blade. I probably could have bought a grinding wheel for $20 and done it myself. Oh well, maybe we'll look at grinding wheels. Of course, I need a vise, a bench vise, but I don't have a bench. Not a nice bench, anyway. What else do we need? I don't know, lots. Oh man, I could buy so much stuff. But we're going to try and limit ourselves. So that's what we're up to, and we're off to today. So there. So how's everybody doing now? Let me talk about some of the podcasts I've heard. For starters, Brenda Boo was crying on her podcast because the world was getting her down because people are mean to each other. So Brenda Boo, sorry you had such a rough day. David, that blue jeans guy. David, you've got to get rid of these men in your life. No more men in your life. Hang up the social men's connection networks. You should not be searching for a new lover. You should be behaving yourself. David, that blue jeans guy, I'm concerned about you, and I think you need to stop dating all these men. I want you to not go on a date for a year. These men in your life are ruining you. You do not need a man in your life, David, to make your life complete. What you need is to spend some energy on yourself. And you need to value yourself, David. And these men that you're meeting do not make you a better person. Big bump here. Ugh. So, another one. Ugh. So, David, no more dating. Anyway, who am I to tell you what to do? This is just my humble little opinion, David. You know, David, you really are a wonderful and remarkable person. And I want you to be happy in your life. And I think these men are taking advantage of you. So... just lay off the men. Lay off the men for a little while. I know it's difficult to be lonely. You know, you get lonely. I understand this loneliness. And loneliness can be difficult. But David, consider the emotional strife you've been going through in your last two relationships. It can't possibly be worse than being lonely. It can't possibly be better than being lonely once in a while? Would you rather go through this emotional strife, or would you rather be lonely? Get a bucket of Häagen-Dazs, and when you're feeling lonely, have a half a pint, and then get on with your life. All right, that's enough. Enough preaching about... enough preaching, David, that blue jeans guy. I'm sorry. Sorry for preaching. So I got lots of responses about my suit. What to do about my suit, which I have not yet resolved. thank you, Casey in Denver. And Mark the Laughing Buddha wants me to buy a suit worn by a man, a black man, for $500. But I realized the black man doesn't come with the suit, which would be great. You know, the black man could come over in the suit, you could have your way with him, the black man would leave, and then you could keep the suit, and then you could just hump the suit when you were horny again, or something like that. $500 though might be a bit steep, but he was a pretty good looking black man. So, I don't think I'll be buying a new suit. Wouldn't mind buying a black man though. So, I'm not sure if you can tell, we're driving around in the Deliverator today. I was working on the Deliverator last week. I had the wheel pulled off and the brake caliper off, and was trying to fix the emergency brake. So, I'm quite happy because I believe I've had success on the fixing of the Deliverator. I thought I was unsuccessful for a time there, but no, it was all good. It's all good. Everything's working just fine. Just fine. Oh, by the way, the batteries in this recording device might die. So if I inextricably stop speaking and the music suddenly starts, it's because the batteries run out. So there. I'm glad many of you enjoyed the classical music from last episode. Thank you, John, Ranger John, for your email. Boy, there sure are some pushy drivers. I have this very pushy Dodge Caravan behind me, driving very aggressively. Apparently, I'm just not driving fast enough. He wants me to be up the bum hole of the car in front of me. I can only judge this because he's up my bum hole. So obviously, I'm not driving fast enough. So it's been very busy for me at work. Finished working about 6 out of the last 7 days. So I'm a little tired from work, but I did get a lot accomplished. I have been having to train a bunch of people at work, and that's always a brain drain. So all of that is finished with now. We're going to be undergoing some major changes in my work just in the next starting, actually tomorrow, in fact. I'm not working tomorrow, but when I do go back to work, there'll be many different procedures. So it's been quite a time teaching the new procedures, sending fire trucks all over the place. So it's been challenging but fun. I've quite enjoyed. Okay, let's just see how fast this dude wants me to go. Okay, well, notwithstanding the power outages and squeaks and groans that are back in the spy car, or the little, no, where are we? We're in the Deliverator today. More construction on the roads. And wind noise from having the windows down. So you're getting it all today, folks. You're getting it all. Anything that can go wrong can go wrong. I may have also insulted people with my comments. Oh well, such is life. Oh, a stinky tar. Someone's getting a new tar roof. You know that tar roof smell? Mmm, love it. Smells a little bit like a racetrack. Mmm, So, let's see, I might have to... Oh, don't kill the bicycler guy, not me, the other driver in front of me. Someone driving around with their bright lights on in the middle of the day. Oh, dear Gussie, dear Gussie. All right, let's put the windows up here. One window. Flutter, flutter. Two windows. There we are. Gonna have to turn on some fan here. Full cold. Okay, all right. So, you know, folks, I've really been enjoying some podcasts recently, and I'm gonna point some fingers. Auntie Vera Charles, you know, the man is a comedic genius. Oh, well, guess who that is? Oh, checking up on me. Never mind. Okay. Is that bus gonna cut in front of me? Oh, no. Thank you, bus. Very nice bus. Back to the topic at hand. Auntie Vera Charles, you had me giggling. I know he doesn't listen. Trust me, folks. He's not listening to this crap. But, you know, Auntie Vera Charles, just a fantastic comedic genius. And it's he does it so effortlessly, it seems. And I'm really enjoying the tack that's going on right now between conscience and the manual labor. Oh, that's a good one. So I've been enjoying that. Kudos to you, Auntie Vera Charles. Yeah, the old goat. Speaking of old goats, I've been listening to Seder 69 as well, the Seder cast. Oh, cute Asian boy in the car beside me. You know, I have to admit, I've not been a listener to the Seder, but he tricked me. He tricked me and he asked for my open music to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. So I sent it to him, and then I had to start listening to see what he was going to do with it. Because you can't just be giving out your open music. You don't want your open music appearing on the opening of anybody, just anybody's show. You know. So I had to start listening to Seder 69. Well, it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Even though it's all about hockey and musicals and his big dick. Like, whatever. But it's actually pretty good. I'm sure you're all aware, you're probably all listening to Seder 69 already, but just in case you're not, you know, it is somewhat enjoyable. How's that for a raving review? It's somewhat enjoyable. Oh, Seder. You crack me up. I'm sorry I wasn't listening to your show, but I do like you. I like you as a man. I didn't think I'd like your show. Turns out I do, so you're awesome. There's that. There's Brenda Boo and the Lotzel. Not only Brenda Boo. Okay, we're going to get a bit noisy here. We've got Brenda Boo. Oh, I got to fix my mic. Sorry about that. We got Brenda Boo. Brenda Boo's podcast. Yelling and crying, and as well as the Lotzel crew is just fantastic. Loving the Lotzel crew. I hope you don't, guys don't mind me just, you know, I could be writing emails in and saying, sending you directly my kudos, but it's just so much easier to have a podcast that you can talk about other podcasts on. So I am enjoying all those shows. And another show I recently had a really interesting listen was Mark in Canada's sex show. The sex show, the porn show. What was it? Yeah, Bareback Sex. That was a great episode. I really enjoyed that episode. So that's been fun. Now, usually I put all the links to all these, any show I ever mention, I put a link into my music. The lyrics on, yellow light, we're gonna have to speed up here. There we go. But I'm not. I am not going to put links to all the shows I just mentioned. So, tough noogies. Uh-oh. We got a voicemail.
Hello, Ange. Just listening to your latest little show, and what can I say but very surprised to hear the following statement from you. My brothers and I are all very similar. Yes, we're very similar. I was looking in the mirror recently. My brothers and I are very similar. Blah, blah, blah. You know, my brothers are really amazing guys. Okay, it would have been much shorter if you just simply said, I'm an amazing guy. Okay, this is Scotty signing out. Oh yes, and if you want to work out what to do with your suit instead of paying heaps of Canadian dollars to get it altered, maybe just eat more so that you can put on weight and fit into it. Bye.
Who do you think this is? Hello!
Mysterious Faye Driver, Scotty!
Oh no, another one!
I'm in Harry the Hilux. I've renamed it, by the way.
Two voicemails from Scotty!
I know you said something about the orange T-belt light being on the dash. I can't remember what you said now, but I've got my car back from my brother for a few days, and that T-belt light is still on! So, I don't know, I'm thinking it can't really be that important. It's been on for ages. Okay, well I shouldn't be talking and driving! Oh lady, just hit the stop suddenly, why don't you? Gosh. Bloody heck! Okay! I'm throttling this thing! It's like the little red BMW Invigilator that could. Bye.
Oh, Scotty, you buffoon. Oh my God, people. Imagine the legal system in Australia in the hands of that man in his invigilator. Oh, Scotty. The little red sports car is not a BMW, for starters. And the T-belt, I mean, what is this? It's the light's there, but it hasn't. It's been there for 5 weeks now or more, and it doesn't seem to be doing anything different. So obviously everything is fine because the light hasn't changed. Oh my God, Scotty! It would be like if you cut your hand off and the thing, your hand is bleeding. You're gonna put a Band-Aid on it, or are you just gonna let it bleed and bleed and bleed? Oh well, it started bleeding a week ago and it's still bleeding, so I guess I'll just let it bleed out! I don't need the bloody hand anyway! Scotty, the T-belt light is merely a reminder. It's a trigger to remind you that you need to change your timing belt. Just because it's still on does not mean that everything's fine. It's still on because you haven't changed your timing belt. It wants you to change your timing belt. Oh dear. Whoops, taking my lane. Everybody's in my lane. Gearing down. Sorry about the horrible audio, people. I'm driving a little bit fast here and my microphone keeps changing direction on you. So it's gonna be one of those horrible episodes. So Scotty, here's the situation. Your car is telling you it wants you to change the timing belt. You don't have to change the timing belt, and it could be that that timing belt will last another 100,000 kilometers or miles or whatever you use in Australia. However, this is a piece of equipment on your vehicle that wears out, much like an oil filter or a tire. So at some point it's going to wear down and stop functioning. This is why they're reminding you to replace it at 100,000 miles. So you will know when your timing belt has given out on you finally, when the car stops driving properly. If you feel the engine is running really badly, then it's highly likely that your timing belt has given up the ghost. And I'm trying to encourage you to fix this timing belt, to change it, because if your timing belt does break on you, then it can create catastrophic results within the engine. And you'll end up having a car that has no engine, which will cost you $2,000 or $3,000 to get a new engine for it. Or you can spend the $300 or $400, which is just a guess on my part, to replace the timing belt and maintain your engine's healthy pallor. Okay, folks, that's it for me. Thanks for listening to me babble on about pretty much nothing of import. I do appreciate you listening, and I do appreciate all your help helping me dress myself and to conduct my daily life. So keep the emails coming and the comments coming, and I'll check in with you again. Take care now. Bye-bye.